Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
On Saturday, an Egyptian court sentenced an American citizen, Mohammed Sultan, to life in prison for supporting an Islamist protest against the military's removal of President Mohammed Morsi in 2013. More than 35 others were sentenced to the same punishment. Mohammed's father, Salah Sultan, a senior member of the Muslim Brotherhood, was sentenced to death by the same judge last month in a separate mass trial. Mohammed's sister, Hana Sultan, has been campaigning for the release of her brother and her father since their imprisonment, and she joins me now. Hana, welcome.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
What is the state of your appeals to the Egyptian government, and what help are you getting from the United States government in trying to free your brother and also your father?
Right. Well, technically, our appeals to the Egyptian government are going through two different routes, through the legal system, so local counsel for both my father and my brother over there. And appeals process is set to start for another 40 days. So we obviously plan on going that route for both of them. The other route, which is the route I've personally been sort of spearheading, is through the U.S. government, through advocacy for Mohammed's release that the post in Cairo does, so embassy and then the consular section. And where we are right now is State Department and White House, and the White House have both publicly stated their disappointment and their condemnation of the sentence given to Mohammed, and they have demanded his immediate release. And so at this point, we are hoping that diplomatically the Egyptian government will honor that, given that it's one of our major allies. President Obama has just released a substantial amount of aid that had been held for a long time to Egypt, and certainly concessions in the Human Rights Department would have been a proper response to that. And so I'm hoping that the Egyptians, you know, have a better response than the sentence that an American citizen has just received.
Well, that's a major issue here because, as you mentioned, the president just released millions and millions of dollars in aid to Egypt. And it seems right. Like a lot of the State Department's leverage to get someone like your brother freed or to get their sentence mitigated went along with it.
Correct. My hope personally had been that there was some sort of understanding that the U.S. government had major concerns about the human rights abuses generally in Egypt taking place in for the past year and a half or so. But more importantly, and most importantly in this case, is an American citizen who was, you know, is being held, who has been tortured, who is in desperate need of medical attention that he has not received at all. I definitely had a lot of hope that that would be an understanding reached before the aid was released. And that's sort of the root of my shock a little bit at a life sentence. To hear the news of a life sentence, I was pretty floored.
One of the main issues here also is that your brother was tried en masse with dozens and dozens of other defendants. It makes it hard to single out exactly what he may have done or may not have done because the facts of his case were not tried individually. So help us understand exactly what your brother Mohammed Sultan did do to warrant arrest back in 2013. How did he get into this mess?
Right. So actually, the fact that he is being tried in a mass trial and it is hard to separate him and all of those things, that's just emblematic of the judiciary in Egypt right now. It's completely politicized, and that is just how things have been going. But Mohammed is accused of misinforming the media with the purpose of destabilizing the state, which in layman's term really means speaking to foreign media, which is not a crime here, but it is in Egypt. Or it has been made one. So essentially what he had been doing at the protests, and he was not, he was very apolitical, you know, he simply, he was an idealist. He was a college grad. He had really believed in the revolution of 2011 for Egypt. He was very excited about the, you know, the possibility of a free society in that part of the world, obviously knowing what it is like to be part of a free country and to have an existence that respects those basic rights of a human. He's very idealistic and very excited about it. And so while he may not necessarily have been in any political party or the other, he certainly was anti-military rule, and he felt so strongly about that that he joined the protests that happened right after the coup in early July of 2013. Now, he was perfectly bilingual, and not just bilingual, but he's also, you know, an American kid. And so he was kind of a de facto citizen journalist at the time. Basically, he became the guy that was either live tweeting things that those guys could use in their coverage of the protests, or he was helping them set up interviews. And that is precisely what he's being tried for right now.
Now, Egypt doesn't have a First Amendment. I guess we all understand that. But a life sentence for the kind of controversial speech your brother was making, helping out journalists or tweeting on behalf of someone that the new government didn't approve of. Right. Is there any room that you perceive from the Egyptian government to lessen this sentence? Again, this isn't Egypt here, but it's hard, almost impossible for a lot of Americans to imagine a life sentence for an American citizen exhibiting this kind of speech.
Absolutely. And because of that, because it is actually incredibly hard for me to understand and grasp, I don't have any faith in the Egyptian government and obviously their sense of justice, however that is defined for them. I only have faith that our government will try to do everything that it takes to protect its citizen. I think that to count on Egypt right now to be fair about anything would be delusional.
Hannah Sultan is from Northern Virginia. She is campaigning for the release from Egyptian prisons of her brother and her father. Her father, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, sentenced to death by the military-led government in Egypt. Her brother, a U.S. citizen, sentenced to life in prison for aiding American media and protesting against the government in 2013. Hannah Sultan, thank you.
Thank you.